Thank you all for coming out this Sunday evening in Spanish Fork, Utah. Thanks to those also who download these talks as podcasts from iTunes. We invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by email at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a membership class on our website, utahchristians.org. I'd like to thank those that have taken the membership class, become members. Couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and charge of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agnati Marandasya Agnagana Salakya Chaksurum Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. I've gotten in the habit of sharing something funny. Okay, this is going to be funny with you all. I remember, I'm not sure you young people remember, the comedian, raise your hand if you do, Yakov Smirnoff. You do? Nat does? Yeah. All right. When he first came to the United States from Russia, he wasn't prepared for the incredible variety of instant products available in American grocery stores. He describes his experience. On my first shopping trip, I saw powdered milk. You just add water and you get milk. Then I saw powdered orange juice. You just add water and you get orange juice. And then I saw baby powder, and I thought to myself, America, what a country! Our topic today is transformed life. Inside of each and every one of our bodies is a divine person, a spark of God, created in His image, eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. As such, this person is confident, secure, talented, creative, disciplined, focused, devoted, and humble. But just because that person is in you, it doesn't mean that he or she is automatically going to come out. That person needs to be released. Abraham Maslow, the psychologist, said, "The healthiest, most flourishing, and most valuable among us are those who are motivated by transformation, by the release of potentials, capacities, and talents through purposeful action." Have you ever thought that there is a self you ought to be beneath what you are, yearning to realize itself, hankering to rise up? The problem is that if we ignore these urges towards self-transformation for too long, we can live haunted by what we might have been. Maslow was so convinced of the importance of self-transformation that he made the following bold pronouncement. Quote, "If you plan on being anything less than you are capable of being, you will probably be unhappy all the days of your life." Prabhupada says here, Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 20th chapter, 18th verse, "Krishna consciousness is not a question of faith, but is the science of transformation. To ignore this calling is to set yourself up for disappointment and a pain that sears the heart. One becomes gradually hopeless and despondent in material life. On the other hand, if you're fortunate enough to receive good instructions from the Lord and His devotee, one transforms that very same material disappointment into spiritual success. Actually, the Lord, whom we call Krishna, is our only true friend, and this simple understanding can bring a new life of spiritual happiness in association with the Lord. That's why we, as much as possible, associate with Him in sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It brings transformation, it brings happiness. Think about the example of the caterpillar. Starts off as a worm-like larva, one of the most unattractive of all insects, plain, nothing special about it. And yet Krishna, God, programmed it to go through a transformation. It forms a cocoon and a metamorphosis takes place. Little by little, it changes. One day a leg pushes out, then another day a wing. Soon its head appears. When it's free from the cocoon, it's transformed itself into one of the most beautiful, colorful, and graceful entities on the planet, a butterfly. Now, instead of having to crawl and squirm on the ground as a larva, it can lift up and fly wherever it wants. In a similar way, unless our thoughts are retrained, we tend to gravitate towards the negative. Anyone found that to be true? Although we are spirits, creatures of light, we're surrounded by the darkness of matter. We're in the material world, which is a place of birth, death, disease, and old age. Though spirit, we're tiny, not the great spirit like God. And as tiny parts of God, we can become covered by his material energy and conditioned by matter. So it's not surprising then that if we don't repattern our thinking, we'll gravitate towards the negative, like that larva crawling on the ground. We tend to think, oh, I can't take that promotion. I'm not qualified. I'll never rise much higher. I come from the wrong family. I've made too many mistakes. Krishna could never bless me. I'll never lose that weight. My business will never get off the ground. I'm not a good parent. You know what those are? Those are wormy thoughts. In a book called The Way of Transformation, Jolande Jacoby said, quote, "Any obstruction of the natural process of transformation or getting stuck on a level takes its revenge, if not immediately, then later at the onset of the second half of life. Serious crises, nervous breakdowns, and all manner of physical and psychic sufferings. Mostly they are accompanied by vague feelings of guilt, by tormenting pangs of consciousness, in the face of which the individual is helpless. He knows he is not guilty of any bad deed. He has not given way necessarily to any illicit impulse, and yet he is plagued by uncertainty, discontent, despair, and above all, anxiety. In fact, he must be pronounced guilty. His guilt does not lie in the fact that he has a blockage, but in the fact that knowing he has one, he does nothing to move past it." Pursuing this train of thought, Carl Gustav Jung, in his book Memories, Dreams, and Reflections, says, "When troubled by these negative emotional states, most people choose to take the easy road. Instead of changing their behaviors, they try to dull their feelings or flee from them. They take drugs, drink, or distract themselves by pursuing mindless pleasures. In the long run, this only exacerbates the problem. We may think that there is a safe road, but anyone who takes the safe road, the road of inaction, is as good as dead. After all," Jung says, "what is death if not inaction?" To break up log jams, our suggestion is that you listen to what God or Krishna says about you. For instance, in the Bhagavad Gita, the soul can never be cut to pieces by any weapon, nor burned by fire, nor withered by the wind. What is Krishna saying here in essence is that you're not subpar. You're indestructible. You're unconquerable. No weapon can harm you. No enemy can defeat you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Negative thoughts will keep the full you from coming out. The key is to know that within there is a great parent. Within there is a great student. Within there is a great talent, a great inventor. Within there is a person who's free from all addictions. The person within is the head and not the tail, the lender and not a borrower. Now, if you will keep renewing your mind, agreeing with what Krishna or God says about you, then it's just a matter of time before that person is released. You have to come to the point where you declare, "That's it. I'm through with worm-like thoughts of defeat and inadequacy. I'm not going to sit around in the dark anymore. I'm turning on the light of Krishna's favor, Krishna's love, Krishna's power, Krishna's healing." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama. Rama, Rama, Hari Hari. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, we read about how in his previous birth, Narada Muni was the five-year-old son of a maidservant. His mother was bitten by a snake and died. At 5 years old, Narji was orphaned. No father, no older brothers or sisters, no uncles or cousins, no grandparents, no foster parents. Seemed unfair, didn't it? How was he going to get fed, housed, educated? So many disadvantages, and him, only an infant. Surely a lot of wormy thoughts were knocking on the door of his mind, telling him, you've got too much coming against you. You'll never amount to anything. You might as well settle for second best. But Narada knew this truth. If we're to fulfill our destiny, we need to call on the name of the Almighty Lord, asking his help to move past the circumstances and the people who are coming against us. Narada declares of himself biographically, thus I began chanting the holy name of the fame of the Lord by repeated recitation, ignoring all the formalities of the material world. Such chanting and remembering of the transcendental names of the Lord are benedictory. So doing, remember this is a five-year-old boy, I traveled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble, and non-envious. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In due course, he declared, as soon as I began to meditate on the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, with my mind transformed in transcendental love, tears rolled down my eyes, and without delay, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appeared within the lotus of my heart. In due course of time, while fully absorbed in thinking of Krishna, Narada reached that point that we all have to reach ultimately, called death, when the change of body suddenly occurs. At the time of death, Narada said, being freed of all material taints, I met with death just as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously. Just as the illumination immediately follows the lightning, I shed my material body and my eternal spiritual body emerged. The material body had been a product of karma, earned by accumulation of material desire, action, and reaction. It was temporary and subject to miseries, unenlightened. The spiritual body, on the other hand, residing dormant within the material body, is eternal, blissful, and in full knowledge. Even while in the material body, a pure devotee's body becomes surcharged with spiritual energy by the constant engagement of his senses in the transcendental service of the Lord. It's just like a butterfly within a cocoon. But what can we learn from this story of Narada Muni? Maybe you have negative circumstances, negative voices playing in your mind, just as Narji must have had. But when Narada got into the right mind frame, when he started renewing his mind, associating with the unlimited Lord through sound vibration, he released his spiritual form. He released the person he was created to be, talented, strong, positive, joyful, confident, valuable. And right now, on the inside of each and every one of you is a victorious, successful world changer just waiting to break out. Your butterfly is waiting to soar. You owe it to yourself and you owe it to your loved ones to realize the full you. There is no limit to what Krishna can do in you and through you when you start believing that you're blessed, that you're one of a kind, that you're more than a conqueror. When you renew your mind, transformation takes place. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. It is said here by Prabhupada, if you love Krishna in any capacity, you shall never be frustrated because everything in Krishna is perfect, eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. I heard a story about a youngster learning to play the piano, whose mother, in order to encourage a love for music in him, took him to a Paderewski concert. Soon after the mother and son were seated, the mother spotted a friend a little distance away and walked down the aisle to greet her. The time got a little too long for the youngster, and he wandered off, exploring the wonders of the concert hall, eventually making his way through a door that was clearly marked no admittance. When the house lights dimmed, the mother returned to her seat, only to find her son missing. At that moment, the curtains on the stage parted. There was her son seated at the keyboard of the impressive Steinway. Oblivious to the crowd, he began to pick out the notes to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Just then, the great Paderewski came on stage, quickly moved to the piano, whispered in the boy's ear, "Don't quit, keep playing." Leaning over the boy, the concert pianist reached down with his left hand and began filling a bass part. Soon his right arm reached around the other side of the boy and added the treble. Together, the old master and the young novice transformed a frightening situation into a wonderfully creative moment. The audience was captivated. And just in the same way, Krishna, the Almighty Lord, is able to work through our sometimes feeble efforts, wrapping his arms around us, urging us on, transforming our lives into something beautiful. Indeed, Krishna equips us to dream new dreams. He taxes our imaginations, prodding us to envision far more than we ever thought possible. Are our lives not meant for wonder and amazement, for mystery and growth, for dreaming with our eyes wide open? The promise is that Krishna is with us, encouraging, upholding, challenging, renewing, recreating us, that we might dream new dreams and imagine new possibilities. Possibilities of peace, of compassionate love, possibilities of transformed life. Krishna can see things in you that others cannot see. Sometimes people will push you down, make you feel insignificant. Sometimes your own mind, in fact, will try to convince you that you don't measure up. Krishna looks beyond the surface, beyond the body, beyond the race, the weight, the height, the skin color, beyond the gender. Krishna sees your incredible value. He doesn't just see what you are, he sees what you can become. He sees you as a shining soul, ready to break out of the cocoon of this material body. Now we have to do our part and clean off the mirror of our mind. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Deep down, start believing that you are redeemed, that you are restored, talented, valuable. Believe that with God's encouragement, you can release the full you, the butterfly inside. A good example of this transformation I'm talking about is found in the story of Dulcinea, one of the principal characters in the Broadway musical, The Man of La Mancha. The audience learns that Don Quixote, the chief protagonist, lives with many illusions, most especially his idea that he's a knight errant who battles dragons in the form of windmills. At the end of the day, he lays dying. Don Quixote has by his side a prostitute, Aldonza, whom he's called throughout the play Dulcinea, Sweet Run, much to the ridicule of the local townsfolk. Don Quixote has loved her in a way unlike she has ever experienced. When Quixote breathes his last, Aldonza begins to sing the impossible dream. As the echo of the song dies away, someone from the crowd shouts to her, "Hey, Aldonza!" She pulls away proudly and responds, "My name is Dulcinea." What happened there? The crazy knight's love had transformed her. Today, Krishna's love is saying to you, you're not average. You're not ordinary. There is a king in you. There is a queen in you. There is a butterfly waiting to come out. You are not who people call you. You are who God calls you. God tonight wants to renew your mind. He wants you to answer to more than a conqueror, to world changer, to history maker. He has assignments for you to fulfill. He has missions for you to accomplish. Could it be that the only thing which is holding you back are the thoughts that you have towards yourself? You're focused on your mistakes, the times you blew it, how you didn't measure up. Our encouragement today is get rid of the wormy thoughts. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Life is not meant for sitting around feeling inadequate. That's a way of killing yourself. You need to get ready. Talent is going to come out of you that you didn't know you had. Strongholds of inferiority are being broken. You're going to feel a new boldness, a confidence to pursue your destiny. Krishna doesn't want you to stay hidden in your cocoon. He didn't create you to crawl and squirm. If you will start the renewal of your mind, you will come to realize the full you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tonight we're calling out the confident you. We're calling out the successful you. We're calling out the talented you, the excellent you. The king is coming out. The queen is coming out. You are not going to settle where you are. You are being transformed. If you will call upon the names of the Lord, you're going to rise up as on the wings of a butterfly. You're going to soar to places you could never have gone on your own in this life. And in the next life, you're going to go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much for your kind attention. And if you receive this message, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna.
Krishna
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare.